Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everybody and welcome to episode 72 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. My name's Andy White and today, an interview with author Claire Evans, who tells us how she got her book deal through social media. I'm talking to Claire Evans, who is a time management coach, is that correct?
I am, yes, Andy.
And you have written a book, haven't you, called Time Management for Dummies?
I have, yes.
The reason I wanted to talk to you today was because social media played quite an important role, didn't it, in you getting that book deal, and I was quite interested in how you actually did that.
It did, and I think that's one of the powers of the internet and Google and social media at the moment, is it certainly helps to raise your profile.
So what platforms were you using? Tell us the story. How did it all start?
It all started back in 2008. The book actually came out. So I was approached by Wiley, who published the Four Dummies books, and asked, they just sent me an email asking if I would like to write Time Management for Dummies. They were producing a UK version. And when I sort of said, oh, how did you find out about me? It was essentially through my website as a result of some of the articles and my sort of positioning on Google as being a time management expert, which has come about because I've been on places like Ecademy, which is a business networking site. It was one of the sort of the first ones I joined that I got pretty involved in. And things like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter sort of came slightly later. But again, these are all ways of raising your profile and getting known as an expert in a particular field.
Yeah, yeah. Can we talk about articles first? Because it sounds like that was one of the first things you did.
Articles, yes. I've been writing articles for several years, which came out of my newsletters. The newsletter I started about 6 months to a year into my business. I thought it was a good way of sharing information with people, giving people something that they can use and deal with without actually having to sort of engage with me. And again, it's a way of sharing advice and information and being seen as an expert. So I started writing articles and signed up to a couple of article marketing sites, which will then spread the articles out for you, so you don't have to sign up to all these sites and manually input it yourself.
And can you remember what the sites were?
Article Marketer, which has changed its name, and I can't remember what it is now. That was the main site I signed up to. eZine Articles is a big site that is being used quite a lot by people, and they also link into Twitter now. So every time you publish an article on eZine Articles, it sends out a tweet. There were Go Articles, which I think is still around. There are a few that I found had a bigger impact than others. So the ones that have a lot of people going in and reading them. There's also a lot of people want copy for their websites. So there's another website, selfgrowth.com, which is sort of quite big in obviously the self-growth industry, has thousands of articles on there. But a lot of my articles were then being picked up because you send them through an article marketing site saying, yes, you can publish it.
Yes.
Include my resource details, my website link, and copyright information and keep it as it is. Loads of websites will pick it up. So I was finding I was getting links coming into my website from all these obscure places, and I'd go and have a look at it, and it would be one of my articles.
Okay. One of the articles that ended up somewhere obscure because you put it through this sort of spattering engine.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll spatter it out, but also websites, if they're looking for content, if they've got a sort of a related topic around self-development, growth, nutrition, stress management, all those sorts of things, they will take copy from other people. So I would find that. I remember one on breakfast cereals was something to do with it, but it had one of my articles on healthier eating as sort of linking into stress management and some of those sides of things.
So this is someone that was presumably reading an article on cereals and said you might also be interested in Claire's article.
They'd actually taken my whole article and put it onto their website. Went onto their website and it was about healthy eating and this was a section on it, there were my tips on that particular topic, and they'd just sort of taken that.
Okay. So presumably that's part of the deal, is it, with article marketing? You're okay with people just copying and pasting it onto their website?
It has to be your original work. You can't have obviously purloined it from somebody else. You're allowed a resource box, which then links back to your site. That's the only way you can promote yourself. And you can put a little bit of bio about yourself. So obviously if somebody is reading your article on one of these other hundreds of thousands of sites out there, there is a link back to your own site. And I was finding, I still do get quite a lot of click-throughs that come from these article sites.
Excellent. So article marketing there. Now tell us about eCademy. I don't think we've talked about eCademy on the Internet Marketing Podcast before. Is that UK-based? It is UK-based.
It is UK-based. It's a small business network, sort of social business network, compared to some of the sort of the big ones like Facebook and LinkedIn. They've sort of changed slightly over the years, and they've got sort of different level of membership from free through to paid, and it was a very good place for discussions. You got a lot of sort of discussions going on about sort of hot topics, which really could be anything and everything, a bit like you now get on Twitter, but in much more detailed sort of information would go on there and sharing. And it used to be very sort of active place, and it was quite sort of lively discussions that went on, and very useful discussions. A lot of contacts. It had very good Google connections. You used to get quite high rankings on Google at one point, but unfortunately they changed that. But it still is a place where you can have groups on particular interests or particular industries that you can set up at a particular membership level. You can again share your information. You can have a profile up there. People can get to know you. It's online networking, but slightly more business focused.
Yes, yes.
And there are then opportunities to sell and promote your products and services. A bit too much of that tends to go on a lot of these online networking. So you have to have that sort of balance between getting to know people and the selling and the sharing the information.
And I also seem to remember that on eCademy there was were you promoting a regular physical meetup, sort of a Brighton type meetup? Was that you or someone else?
That was me. It was called the Brighton Gathering. There used to be three groups in Brighton. One was sort of much more official, used to have sort of guest speakers coming in once a month, and then there was the sort of the Brighton Gathering, which was more of a sort of a social group.
Yeah.
Just used to meet up for a chat. They all sort of fell by the wayside, including the one I was running, because there are so many networking groups around Brighton now. And there was a lot of time, and obviously from my perspective, you don't want to spend all your time going to all these networking meetings for no particular reason. So there's a time element that comes into it. And it's that sort of, I think, the social side of networking that's important rather than the going in and selling and trying to get business out of it.
It's building relationships, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, how it sounds to me like the articles in terms of getting this book deal were more valuable than eCademy, or am I barking up the wrong tree here?
No, yeah, definitely the articles, because what happened essentially was when I asked them how they found me was they'd Googled time management coach, time management expert, had found me, which was quite nice because I was ranking quite highly on Google at that time and still am. And had a look at my website, had a look at all the articles that I'd got published, which were up there for them to see. And they could see that there was a synergy between the style that they have, the dummy style, which, if you're familiar with the books, which I guess most people are,
yes, I am. Yeah.
Has a particular style. And also the topics were relevant to what they wanted. And that was one of the reasons they approached me.
And I'm also interested in how you use LinkedIn, Facebook and Twitter, which I think people are probably a bit more familiar with.
Yeah.
Do I get the impression you're using LinkedIn more these days than Academy or eCademy?
I'm using Twitter more than eCademy.
Okay.
Mainly, again, from a time-saving perspective, on Twitter, it's very short, it's very brief. I'm connected to a lot of the people that I was on Academy. A lot of people moved over onto Twitter when it became the next sort of hot thing.
Yeah.
And you can link into Facebook and LinkedIn from Twitter. So if I post in Twitter, it appears on my Facebook profile. It appears on LinkedIn, which is great. So rather than having to go into each of them individually. And also eCademy links into, as do quite a lot of these social networks these days, links into all of these. So they're all interconnected. So from a time-saving perspective, you can just post once and it appears on everything.
How do you use Twitter? I mean, it's a $10,000 million question, isn't it? Because everyone says, oh, some people hate it, some people love it.
Oh, I love
I'm always intrigued on how people are using it. People ask me, I haven't got a clue how I'm using it, but I bet you've got a strategy, haven't you, Claire?
I do have a strategy, but it's very much, it's a social networking tool, and I use it in that I will go in two or three times a day. I'll have a look at, within my Twitter stream, within the last half an hour or so, I'll have a quick scan through. I might tweet in what it is that I'm up to. Like, I tweeted that this morning I was coming to the Chamber breakfast. I was doing a podcast.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast with you.
Yeah. Thanks. Did you put Dr. Pod on it?
I did. Yes. I tweeted that I was doing a workshop earlier this week, that I was up in London yesterday. So people know what I'm up to and what I'm doing, and it gives them that idea of this is what Claire does. And also, I'll quite often retweet things. I'll see somebody's put something interesting or made an interesting comment or has referred to something, and I'll retweet those. So there's a sort of a balance, and there's a lot of useful information out on Twitter on how to use Twitter for business, so that people aren't going in there thinking, well, why does somebody want to know what I'm up to? You do need to have a strategy and a purpose for being on Twitter and limit the amount of time that you spend on there. But it is the sort of thing that if you're constantly watching your Twitter stream, you will be on there all day.
Yeah. But just before we recorded this, actually, Claire was telling me about her tweeting strategy. She curls up on the couch in the evening and tweets.
Yes, well, that's quite a sort of an interesting, again, my sort of multitasking. Getting back from last night, being in London for most of the day, catching up on emails, sending out emails to people that I'd met, half an eye on what's going on Twitter while watching the leadership debate. And you can sort of, you can do two things at once. And I must admit, that's when a lot of my social networking gets done, is in the evening when the other sort of things are in the day.
Sure, yeah.
But watching from a perspective, I think, during the day, of making sure that you're not spending an hour on Twitter when you could be doing other things. So it's that sort of dipping in the morning, seeing what's new, what's happening, put out a few tweets. There are great tools available with Twitter, which again save you time, like Twitter Feed, which will automatically feed in from my blog, from the articles that I post, automatically come out into Twitter without me having to do anything. Hootsuite, and I'm sure there are other
now,
things.
I have to say, I'm a Hootsuite virgin. I've heard of it. What does it do?
Hootsuite, very similar to TweetDeck, But you can have multiple Twitter IDs, because I do have multiple Twitter IDs, two main ones that I use. You can see them on a different tab, so you can click very quickly from one to the other. You can also tweet from your different IDs without having to sign out and sign back in again. It's very similar to TweetDeck. You can also then have columns, one of which is your Twitter stream, one of who's mentioning you and your direct messages, and then you can create your own ones for particular topics, like time management. I have a column for that, which 90% of it is fairly irrelevant because it picks up time and management.
Yes.
But one of the useful things I found in that is scheduling. So you can schedule tweets ahead of time.
All right, purists would frown on this, wouldn't they?
Well, when you think about it and you think, oh yeah, first Friday.
If a Freudian slip there.
Follow Friday,
yeah.
That's somebody I would like to tweet about, but instead of then having to sort of forget when it gets around to the Friday, you can do it when you think about it and stick it into the scheduler and it'll pop out on the Friday without you having to think about it.
Okay.
I did set up a couple of tweets, one when I was out of the office yesterday and one for this morning, that I knew would be relevant at that time. So I just bung them into the scheduler as and when I thought about it. And that's another good sort of strategy, that if you've got a limited amount of time, if you spend your 15, 30 minutes on Twitter, part of that is to set up a few scheduled tweets, and it keeps that conversation going.
How do you know if Twitter's working for you? Have you got a way that you sort of measure your success with Twitter?
Yes. Again, through my website and through the stats that come up on the website, I can see how many people are coming in through Twitter, through Twitter links.
Okay.
And through that. Okay. So it did. When I first started using Twitter, it was amazing. The majority of my traffic, well, when I say sort of majority, probably 30% of the traffic that was coming in, as well as all the other routes that it tends to come in, was from Twitter.
Mm.
And again, it helps if you put links in, shortened links as well, into some of your tweets without overdoing it. But just the occasional, I mean, for instance, my time audit, I quite often tweet about that on a regular basis and put a link in so people can click on that and go through to my website and pick it up. And it gets retweeted as well.
Okay, let's go back to Facebook. So have you got a fan page for your business?
I do have a fan page. Again, I did have a couple of groups that I'd got set up for the business, but I now have a time management for everyone fan page. On Facebook, which sort of links in, and that's sort of in the process of building, really.
Yeah, yeah.
While I sort of decide how I'm going to use it and what I'm going to do with it, and also if it's something that other people use. I mean, that everybody is all constantly sending out, I've joined this fan page, or I've set up this fan page, join this. So you could end up with 1,001 fan pages that you're attempting to follow in some way or another.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this whole social media or social networking, perhaps, is a better term. Let's use the correct terms. Social networking is a big area, and I think there's a lot of people out there that, I don't know, I think they're teetering on the brink of social networking and giving things a try. So they're probably quite confused. There's so many things they could possibly start with. Can you give us top three tips from Claire on social networking and social media for newbies?
Know why you're using it. What do you hope to get from it, and what results do you want from it? So go in with some form of strategy. That might change over time, and you may sort of tweak it rather than tweet it as you go. But just sort of don't think, oh, it's the latest thing, I ought to be on there, so therefore I'll go and join it, without really knowing what it is you want to get from it. Limiting your time to it as well, because it can run away with you. And being consistent. It's about networking. It's online networking rather than offline networking. It's the same process. It's about getting known. It's about building relationships. It's about showing your particular area of expertise. And ultimately, it's about potentially finding new clients and customers from it. But you might need also to sort of think about, is Twitter the best form of marketing? Because it is a marketing tool for me and my business. And I've had sort of conversations with various small businesses around whether Twitter is the best tool for them. Some people have tried it and really can't get to grips with it. So don't do it. If you're not that sort of either technically minded or into the online networking side of things, it's not a tool that you have to feel that you need to use. I do a lot of online networking because that's where a lot of my business comes from.
Yes, yeah.
I'm not restricted to the local area. I've got clients all around the UK. I've had clients in Europe and in, well, all around the world, essentially, because of my online networking and getting known. So they're finding me through that. I'm not limited to an area. And it's brilliant for that. It's great for finding contacts in a much sort of much further away than you would do if you were having to meet people one-to-one or going to a local networking event.
So you're not geographically bound, because I know you do you do a lot of your consultation over sort of like sort of go-to meeting and things that you and sort of on the various
I have sort of used some of those and I have yes I have sort of teleclasses which again anyone can dial into anywhere around the world. Majority of my clients are phone based, so we use things like Skype or just sort of phone calls, conference calling, so I'm not limited to that. So for me, having something like the social media routes is great for reaching a much wider audience. Whereas if you're doing something where you are really locally based and you need to be around, say, the Sussex area, because that's where we are at the moment, there are actually a lot of Twitter-based people in Sussex, and there are a lot of sort of Twitter groups and Twitter lists and Facebook groups. So they are becoming much more localised. But be aware of that when you go into it. About what it is you want to achieve from it, that it is a if you're using it for business, it's a marketing tool, it's part of your marketing strategy.
Well, Claire, that's fantastic information. Thank you very much. Do you want to tell us about what you're up to at the moment? Any particular websites people should be going to, or things checking, being checked out?
Yes, well, certainly they can go to my website, www.clareevans.co.uk, and that's Claire without an I, but with an E. And there's a free time audit on there. More than welcome to download that, my monthly newsletter, and details about the book, Time Management for Dummies. And there's also an audio book coming out, so that's due for release.
Read by the author or someone else?
Read by someone else, and I haven't seen a copy of it yet. But yeah, that's something that, again, people might find useful sitting in their car listening to that rather than just having the book to read as well.
Excellent. Well, Claire Evans, author of Time Management for Dummies, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure. Thank you, Andy.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.